This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The top U.S. infectious diseases doctor is warning senators the coronavirus will spread if the country opens up too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if federal guidelines to reopen are not followed, little spikes will become outbreaks. Dr. Fauci was referring to the White House's Opening Up America Again plan, which includes three 14-day phases that states are urged to consider implementing as they allow schools and businesses to reopen. Following Dr. Fauci's testimony, California's state university system, the largest in the United States, canceled classes for the fall semester because of the coronavirus, while Los Angeles County said its stay-at-home order was likely to be extended by 3 months. Globally, more than 292,000 people have died as several countries have begun easing measures to contain the coronavirus, despite confronting upsurges and warnings of a second outbreak. Germany's interior minister said Wednesday the country wants to end some COVID-19 checks at land borders soon. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer said told reporters, the goal is to open up borders with France, Luxembourg, Switzerland and Austria by Saturday and have free travel in Europe by mid-June. Seehofer said the plans are contingent on a continued favorable rate of COVID-19 infection. In Spain, two foreign ministry sources tell Reuters the country is planning to keep borders closed to foreign travelers until July. The move is to try to avoid a second wave of the contagion. For the second straight day, there are no new cases of COVID-19 in New Zealand. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as part of the Secretary's one-day visit to Israel. Ahead of the talks, both men said their conversation would focus on fighting the COVID-19 plague, continuing to counter Iran, and the formation of Israel's new unity government, now scheduled for Thursday. Secretary Pompeo continues his talks with Israeli leaders Wednesday, including a meeting with Speaker of the Knesset Benny Gantz. President Donald Trump's years-long refusal to release his tax records is now in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. On Tuesday, justices weighed whether Congress and local prosecutors have the authority to investigate a sitting president. The president has refused to make his taxes public, but federal courts in New York and Washington ruled against him last year, prompting Trump's lawyers to appeal the decisions to the Supreme Court. A federal judge says he will not immediately rule on the Justice Department's decision to dismiss its criminal case against former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying he will instead let outside individuals and groups weigh in with their options. The move suggests U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan is not inclined to automatically rubber stamp the department's plan to dismiss the Flynn prosecution. The Taliban is warning it is ready to fight back after Afghan forces were ordered to resume strikes in response to a series of deadly attacks, further unraveling a fragile peace process. A daylight assault on a maternity hospital in Kabul on Tuesday, which killed at least 14 people, including babies and nurses, was followed by a blast at a funeral in the country's restive east, leaving 24 mourners dead. Reuters is reporting airlines and airports are recommending a layered approach to temporary safety measures as air travel restarts. They are warning that no single measure can mitigate all of the risks during a pandemic. The plan laid out by the International Air Transport Association and Airports Council International to reassure governments it is safe for the public to fly includes contact tracing, temperature screening, social distancing, and more. An Ethiopian anti-aircraft missile brought down the Kenyan plane that crashed in the Somali town of Bardale last week, killing 6 people on board. The news comes from multiple sources who spoke to VOA's Somali language service. Ethiopian forces are stationed in Bardale to help their Somali counterparts retain control of the town once controlled by the militant group Al-Shabaab. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.